then rained on the 7th of July, but it come up good in the end.
And you got your binder down on.
What late stuff you could get planted then while you was all right, but you didn't have much time to make anything. You couldn't make corn. One old boy got a little broom corn. He made that. He made some of them, made a little capital. They didn't plant maize like that, and it's because they didn't think it grew here then. They just last 5 or 6 years went to plant maize in here.
Found out that it works pretty well, huh?
Yeah, sure does.
If there's been no wind and then it starts and there's more and more and more of it, you say the wind is doing what?
Well, it's kind of a hurricane thing, I think.
Well, I say it just gets more and more, but doesn't really get to a gale.
Oh, it's a little stormy and rough, but I'm taking a lot of them that doesn't so bad. But I've seen some of them storms that's pretty rough.
Yeah, I don't like them. We had 100-mile-an-hour winds in Stillwater last year. That was enough for me. That old house just shook and rattled. And if the wind has been blowing hard and then it blows less and less and less, you say it's doing what?
Well, some will say it'll calm down, some will say the wind facing the lake.
Uh-huh.
And I says, well, now somebody will take care of that egg and not never let her hatch for it all right.
How about the rain, if it's been raining very hard, when it starts to rain less and less?
Well, we'd say it's about over. It's just heavy shower, it's a little short thunderstorm or something. It's not going to bother us much, boys. Just go ahead.
And when the wind starts to blow harder, you say the wind is doing what?
Well, it's kind of a gale force. It finally gets up to it.
Mm-hmm. Or would you say it's picking up or increasing?
Yeah, it's on the increaser. It's got quite a bit harder than it was, higher, whatever you want to call it.
Did you ever have a room called a parlor?
No. That's what some of them call the living room now, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But when you got the bed in there, I think that takes the parlor part away from it.
And what do you call this stuff that you've got in here?
Well, that's the living room out here.
The whole
chair and sofa, bedstead.
Furniture?
Furniture, I guess that would be about the best of it. It's important.
If you didn't lock the door like that and I was going out, what would you ask me to do to the door?
Close the door? Of course, I guess I'd put please to it. Maybe.
If I said, now, stop me if you heard this story, and I started to tell you a story and you knew it, what would you say?
I probably wouldn't say anything, but
yeah.
I might say if it's a fella I knew right well, all was going on, I'd say, well, I've heard that.
You heard a couple of those I told you today, I know. If you know that somebody has no objection to, say you're fishing his pond and you're going with somebody and somebody says, does he mind if we fish here? You say, no, we can go
out. He don't care.
That's the best news, isn't it? Do you keep any silage or insilage, or is that at all common around here?
No.